If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The View panelist Sunny Hostin tore into Donald Trump for farting up a storm in court as she argued that his hush money trial was steering voters away from the 2024 presidential hopeful, RadarOnline.com has learned. On Wednesday's episode of the Morning Talk Show, the hosts discussed how the current media landscape may be impacting public perception as the election approaches. Hostin expressed disappointment that Trump was chosen as the presumed nominee by the Republican Party despite facing 88 criminal charges and being found liable for sexual abuse. "I'm so shocked that's all the Republican Party had to offer," she said. The left-leaning TV personality and former prosecutor said she did have some hope that Americans would be less likely to vote for Trump as they follow the developments in his New York criminal trial. "I do think that people are paying attention to the fact that he's been fined $9,000 for violating a gag order, that he's just losing, and he's farting up a storm in the courtroom. Everyone's writing about that," Hostin told her colleagues. She went on to say that Trump was probably just horrified about the reports, including those saying he has fallen asleep in court on several occasions. "He's sitting there falling asleep, he's now Sleepy Don, there's no Sleepy Joe anymore," Hostin continued. "I think there's a lot of good stuff happening in the courtroom." Co-host Joy Behar then joked that someone needs to get him some Imodium. Hostin argued that research showed that 33% of Americans are much less likely to vote for Trump because of the criminal case, and two-thirds of registered voters, 64%, say Trump's hush money charges are serious. "If he's convicted, they will not vote for him. I think that is a bright spot. I think that's important," she added. Hostin shared her perspective after conservative panelist Alyssa Farah Griffin argued the trial could steer voters toward Trump, and that he very well may be president in 7 months. "Here's what I fear," Griffin explained. "My initial thought was that him being on trial in a courtroom and not on the campaign trail was going to hurt him. I'm starting to think that it doesn't in the same way because he's not out there saying crazy things." With the former president appearing in court, Griffin worried that he may benefit from having to sit there silently with his hands folded. Meanwhile, with unrest at universities countrywide filling the headlines, the co-host said that Americans were not seeing news about all the horrifying things Trump is going to do in his second term, and instead they see violence and they see protests on college campuses.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.